And I thank God for all the good singing about heaven, but I'm glad God gave us a little heaven to go to heaven on. Amen. I'm glad it ain't always just sorrow down here. Thank God for what the Holy Ghost has done for us on the inside. Got your Bibles, the book of Colossians, chapter number 1. And you pray for us, the Lord, to help us tonight. We'll say just what he'd have us to, and we really do want to mind the Lord. Book of Colossians, of course, a great book in the Bible on the doctrines of Christ and who he is. And thank God for it. I mean, you're getting those Pauline epistles, you can find some help for your soul in these hours, some things that'll help you. Thank God. Now, look here, you don't have to, if they're a Pauline epistle, it's to you. Amen. It ain't just for you. I hope everybody in here to understand that. That's what it means. It says rightly dividing the Word of God. There's some books in the Bible, they're for you. They'll help you get down the road. You can read the book of Judges and get help out of the book of Judges. You can read 1 and 2 Samuel and get help out of those books. But when you come to the Pauline epistles, what you'll find in his words that are to you, amen. Right where you're at right now, thank God. And so you'll find there's a lot of help in here for the child of God. Book of Colossians chapter 1, you pray for us. I'm going to start reading in verse number 15. It don't have nothing to do with the message, but I like the whole context of it. Matter of fact, I might back up to verse 14 because I like it too. He said, In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Boy, that's pretty good right there, ain't it? Then he said, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, said, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, that are visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him, and thank God for him. Amen. He's before all things, and the Bible says, and by him all things consist. And I like this next text to be where we bring this message from tonight, verse 18. He said, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you tonight. And to God, we sure count it an honor to get to be here one more time. Father, I pray that, Lord, that you'd help us. God, we certainly don't want to preach in the flesh, God, under the arm of the flesh, but God, I pray tonight that God should anoint us afresh one more time. God, I pray that you'd give us good unction to say only those things that we ought to say. And to God, I pray that you put a guard in my mouth. I'd not say nothing that I ought not. Father, I'm asking you tonight that you would help us as a body of believers in Christ Jesus. I pray, Father, for those that sat under the sound of our voice tonight, that God, that maybe they do not know, and Lord, how precious that it is, that God, just to simply rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you tonight, that God, I'm not going to heaven based on any good thing I've ever done, but God, I'm glad tonight as we read, in whom we have redemption. Thank God. And Lord, I'm glad tonight and our redemption is not found in catechisms or anything else. But God, I'm glad that it is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, I pray tonight that God, that you'd help me to honor you. And Lord, if this is the last time that I ever get to say anything, help me, Lord, and to say the best thing I ever have said. And Father, grant us liberty to preach your gospel tonight. In Christ's name, I humbly beg you. Ask. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'm interested primarily in this. I've been preaching there a little bit, just some things that Christ has put in my heart. And friend, let me say this to you. If you're trying to live this thing in the arm of the flesh, I can assure you tonight that you're going to end up being more and more frustrated the farther down this road you get. But boy, there is something about just resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. I preached a few weeks ago there, friend, stone resting in our root. I'm glad tonight, thank God, we ain't gotta do anything. I ain't gotta hold my mouth a certain way. Bless God, I just gotta abide in the vine. Let the vine abide in me, friend, and there shall come forth fruit. And then we looked at, not only can we rest in the root, but I'm glad we can rest in His raiment. I'm glad, thank God, this whole thing is a put on. I'm glad, friend, tonight, if you're saved by the good grace of God, all you did was put on Christ, and you can rest in that tonight. Amen. But I want to say this, friend, one of the greatest lessons you'll ever learn in your Christian life is what He said in verse number 18. It said, and He is the head of the body. I'm going to rest in the fact that He is my ruler. Amen. Let me say this, some of the happiest times that you'll ever have in your life as a Christian, it's when you're just resting under the sovereign control of a fast holy God. Amen. Let me listen to these times, thank God, friend. Everybody under the sound of my voice, these times that there's a schism or a division between us and God. We're trying to go our own way, and God's leading us back over here. And thank God, and it's frustrated when you're not in the will of God. But what a happy day that it is when, my friend, you just resign your will to the will of God and just say, ever what it is you want, that's what I want to. Amen. I'm going to say this, friend, thank God. I heard no preacher, LaVon Boatner, say this one time, and I think about it often. He said, whenever you come down to it, he's talking about riding a mule. He said, if you're riding on that mule and you're harnessed in or saddled in to the good Lord above, he said, when you come up to that bush, he said, thank God you ain't got no say in which side it goes on. You can try to lead, you can try to direct, but at the end of the day, every which side you go on, what you need to know is God's going to make sure how you get to the other side of that thing. Amen. And listen, sometimes we're trying to figure out our own way around this. I'm going to tell you this, friend, God will drag you across it, but it's much better to be in the will of God and just have an enjoyable time resting in Christ, going where He wants us to go. Amen. I'm not going to preach very long tonight, but I've got a lot. I can't listen. There's so much here. I may not get to preach it in 3 or 4 services. I'm just going to give you a little bit, and I'm going to be done tonight. I want you to watch this. I start thinking about if Christ is our head, what makes him a suitable ruler for you and I tonight. And now, could I say this to you, friend? What you find in the nation of Israel's history is the first 4 kings they had. They had King Saul, they had King David, they had Absalom, and they had Solomon. That's the first 4 kings that they had. And 3 out of the 4 of those kings, and we find out what happens if you and I get on the throne. Amen. It ain't never good whenever flesh gets on the throne, thank God. Let me say, you know what happened in Saul's life? Saul gets on that throne, and thank God everybody wanted a king. He found a fellow who looked like he had broad shoulders and looked like he could hold a good sword. But what they found out was he collapsed under the pressure. Amen. Let me tell you this. You know, listen, and I really want to help folks tonight, but you'll have to stay tuned to get there, all right? And you know why so many folks come in the house of God and they're miserable in this thing? Let me help you right here. As you are collapsing under the weight of trying to make your life what you think it ought to be, amen. And you can't do it, amen. I mean, listen, there's just too much. There's too many bills. There's too many sorrows. Listen, friend. And so you're trying to make this thing. And you're trying to will it in the flesh. And trying to make a better life. And trying to make a better wife. And trying to make better kids. And trying to make a better relationship. And to thank God the whole time, you're trying to energize that thing in your flesh. And instead of being happier in the Lord, you're growing more and more miserable. Amen. But oh, what a happy day, thank God. And when you realize you never was in charge anyhow, amen. Ain't that good, thank God. I mean, listen, praise God. It's a happy day, friend. And you just realize whether it be over a mountaintop or down through a valley, and whether it be through rainbows or thistles, it doesn't make any difference, thank God. And wherever He leads, we used to sing that old song. I used to like it real good, thank God. And wherever He leads, I'll just follow, amen. I'm telling you, friend, if you're trying to do it under the weight, I mean, trying to live, thank God. God, under the weight of making this life what you think it ought to be, you will collapse under the weight of it. Amen. You just can't do it on your own. Thank God. Look up here and smile at me right there. You can't do it on your own. Amen. It just can't happen. Thank God. And so we go through this. We find King Saul. And then we find King Absalom. Oh, King Absalom, thank God, he thought he wanted to rule the throne. As a matter of fact, he said, I believe I'll just steal it over there off of David. But I tell you what happened in Absalom's life. When he got on the throne, he corrupted the whole thing. Amen. You know what happens whenever you're in charge of your life? And now listen, look up here at me, friend. Smile at me on this. You know what happened really? If God lets you have your way, if God lets you really rule your life, I mean, if God lets you make all the decisions, and God lets you be where you thought you ought to be tonight, it's until where you'd be at. Amen. I said this, thank God, listen to me, friend. And I really, honestly, I don't mean this braggingly. I promise you, the Lord knows my heart tonight, and it's not in my heart. But Davis, I said this other night at Stockton, and me and Davis was talking one time, and Davis met another one of my friends and another one of my friends. He said, Dad, why does it seem like every friend you got's either hooked on drugs or in prison at this point? And I said, listen, he says, is that who all your friends was? I said, yeah, let me tell you something, son. If it had not been the good grace of God, that's who your daddy would have been too. Amen. And so he's sitting here, thank God, tonight. And Evan and Owen sitting here tonight. And that's not who their daddy is. And it's not because, thank God, I'm real good. That's because there came a point in time in my life and I just rested in the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God, I'm glad. And sure enough, is a good day, friend. And when you realize that your path is going this way, but thank God, his is going that way. I found this out. I like where his is going. I'm better than where mine was. Amen. Oh, listen, friend, I'm telling you, Absalom got on the throne and he corrupted it. And now listen, these folks sitting here tonight, and I certainly don't want to make this awkward, but I'm telling you this, there's probably times that these ladies in here and they thought they was going to marry somebody else, and maybe men in here thought they was going to marry somebody else, and then you walk away and you say, thank God, thank God, amen. Oh, well, listen, if I'm the only one that can shout on that, I'll say, hallelujah, preacher. That's good preaching, amen. I'm telling you, thank God, listen, it's until where we'd be at tonight. If you got your own choices, amen. I say this, listen, I'm just trying to tell you, friend, I look at and I think, man, there's a time in my life when I was trying to wrestle the Lordship away from Christ. I'm trying to make my own decisions. I'm trying to go my own way. And the further down that track I got, I never did get happier. I got more and more miserable with every passing day. But thank God when I traded it in. But thank God, friend. And when I resigned my will, I said, God, I want to go where you'd have me go. I want to be what you'd have me to be. I'm telling you, thank God, friend. Has been joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Oh, hallelujah tonight. I'm glad to report to you. It's been a happy day in my life. I woke up last year was happy. And next year will be happy. And the year after that will be happy. And you say, preacher, how do you know? Because he's mine and I'm his. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, thank God, yes. He'll get in that place where it's just him. And all of a sudden you come in. How do you get to go to places you never thought you'd go? Hey, you get to do what you never thought you'd do. Hey, listen, at 18 years old, if you'd asked me the one thing I wouldn't done, I'd have told you I would not be a preacher, amen. But thank God, ain't it amazing? In God's upside down kingdom, here I get to stand and preach the gospel and don't tell nobody, but I like it, amen. I mean, I have a good time at it. And my wife don't have to make me study the Bible. I mean, listen, I enjoy it, friend. I have found sweet rest in being right where God wants me to be. I'm telling you, listen, we find that Absalom, he corrupted it. We find that Saul got in that place and he collapsed under it. And then we find Solomon, and when he tried to be on the throne of his life, and my friend, he compromised it. And Solomon started off running good. But then, thank God, he got a little too big for his britches. And
He said, you know, I know what's best. And he took a wife from Egypt and made an affinity with them. And man, bad decision. Amen. A bad decision. And let me just stop right here and preach for a minute. And could I say this to you? I've got a bunch of youngins that's coming on this day. About time for them to look at spouses and to be praying about that. And you don't go to the Cotton Eye Joe and to get a spouse to go to the house of God with. Amen. Oh, listen, I don't understand. I mean, God made it. He said, be not unequally yoked altogether with unbelievers. And if you want to do that, you can. But I'm going to tell you, listen. Hey, you listen to this preacher today. I'm telling you the truth. Hey, you're going to look back in a few years and you're going to say, I wish I hadn't done that. Amen. I wish I hadn't been the Lord there. And God's already given us directions. And you say, preacher, I believe it's the will of God for me to marry that unbeliever. And no, it's not. Amen. Thank God, thank God. And you say, but I feel so. I don't care what you feel. Thank God, God already said it ain't right. And God said it ain't right. And look at me, good neighbor. And now listen, I'm telling you, thank God. I thank God for the grace of God. I thank God for the grace of God. There's probably folks standing here tonight and you made that decision and it turned out okay, amen. But that was not God honoring your poor decision. It was the grace of God and covered up your sin, amen. Oh, thank God, I'm not never going to get there. Have I not even get past halfway through the first point? Amen. But I'm simply saying this. Hey, you say, preacher, why are you saying all that? I'm asking you, who tonight is qualified to be the Lord of your life? Amen. Who's qualified to do it? I mean, thank God, by all means, if you are qualified to run your own life for it, and then submit your resume, let's see how many other resumes come in. And thank God, let's sort it out and figure out who's got the best in. Amen. How can I tell you this? Thank God. Hey, your preacher's not to lord over your life either. That's a direction from God. He said that we should not lord over God's heritage. I don't want to lord over your life. Amen. Hey, listen, look here, friend. Thank God. I can't even get my own life right sometimes. That's just the truth. Y'all like that lump and it makes no difference to me. I'm just telling you the truth. Hey, things in my life, thank God. And sometimes I can't even get it right. And so I just lean on Christ. You sure don't want to catch me on the bad day and start asking me about things that I don't know anything about. And so I'm telling what kind of answer you get. And so I'm not qualified. And you're not qualified. Amen. And say, preacher, who then is qualified? And good news, good news. And good news. Amen. Hey, here's what you find, three or four things tonight. And what your Bibles, I'm going to be done. Here's what the scripture teaches us, first of all. He said who he is to. And verse number whatever that is. At verse number 15 or so. He said who he is, the image of the invisible God. I tell you why he's qualified to be the Lord of your life. And because of his deity. Amen. And because of his deity. And nobody else in here is God. And thank God or even close to it. Amen. And you're not a little God. Amen. And you're no God at all, friend. Oh, yes, thank God. I'm telling you, there's only one. And they come down, thank God, who knows the end from the beginning. It looks like to me, thank God, you ought to trust somebody who knows everything. Amen. I mean, you don't even know part of some things. Amen. But I'm glad there's one who knows it all. And you know I love quoting that verse. He knows the end from the beginning. And that's why it's good to come in this place and just say, Lord, won't you just rule my life? Hey, you know how this thing's going to turn out anyhow. And won't you just help me to be the best that I can be for the glory of God to get me there. Amen. I read this. Listen to me. This is foolishness. But it'll help you make a good point. I'm telling you this. I read an article. And I may have told somebody about this before. I don't know. I may have told everybody about this. And part of me being your pastor is the older I get, the less I remember what I have and have not said. Amen. And so I was reading this article one time. And this fellow said that he started asking complete strangers every major decision in his life. He said he'd just get on the subway and say, what insurance plan you think I ought to have? And he'd just ask a complete stranger. And then he asked somebody, what do you think I ought to invest in? And he asked a complete stranger. And he asked somebody what kind of haircut he ought to get. And he asked somebody what he ought to eat. And this is what he said. He said, at the end of doing that for a year. He said, I had the best insurance. My 401k was doing better than anybody else's. I had more compliments on my haircut, and I hadn't eaten a bad meal in a year. Amen. I thought, man alive. And so I decided I'd do that. And not the hair part. I just decided to have the food part. Amen. And so I'd go and I'd sit down in a restaurant. And whenever we'd sit down, I'd say, just bring me whatever you think I ought to eat. Amen. And could I tell you, it worked pretty good. Amen. And for a year or however long I did it, every meal I ate was nothing that I'd order. But it was better than anything I'd ever had. And then one day I walked away from that, and that's what I thought. If a complete stranger would give me something better, and I thought I could have, how much more of a great Heavenly Father, if a complete stranger would give you the best of every world, and what would happen in your life if you just resigned your will and to say, God, I'm going to rest in your Lordship. I'll tell you this, thank God. I mean, listen, I feel pretty happy tonight, I'm telling you. I'm going to say this, dear friend. I surmise this, and at the end of life's road, there's not one person ever resigned their life to God and said, man, I messed up there, amen. You ought to submit it to him because of his deity. I mean, he's God. Listen, thank God, I don't know if that's the only qualification that he had tonight. Once he stepped out of eternity and he said, the reason I should be Lord in your life and the reason you should rest in that is because I'm God and you ain't, amen. If that's the only point he had, that's a pretty good point, amen. And so we find in this text that, thank God, he ought to be our ruler because he is a deity. But then I want to say, secondly, he ought to be our ruler because of his creativity. And verse 6, the Bible says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and earth, visible, invisible, whether it be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. He said all things were created by him and for him. Amen. And now look up here at me, good neighbor. It's a mighty good plan to have the fella in control of your life who can make all things happen, amen. And now I'm not real smart, but I ain't no dummy either, amen. And one thing I have figured out is it is a happy day. And whenever you're standing in this place and you're sitting there shaking your head and you say, man, I don't know what I'm going to do next. And God said, don't worry about that thing. Thank God. I mean, God ain't got a money problem. And God ain't got a health problem. And God ain't got no kind of problem. And so listen, you say, preacher, he ain't never done that before. Well, all things are made by him and for him. I feel like if I'm his kid, I'm going to tell you this, that's what I think. If me and my boys was in a desert and I had the power to create food and so they could eat, you know what I'd do? I'd make food so they could eat. If we got shut in a, let's say a desert just for a wilderness, if we got shut in and there wasn't no way out and I had the power to make a way out, I think I'd just make a way out. If we was real poor and we didn't have money to buy clothes and I had the power, I thank God, to make their clothes last longer, I think I'd just do that. Amen. And boy, wouldn't it be even better if we had Bible verses and showed that God's already done all that stuff. Amen. I mean, thank God. How God has bunch out in the wilderness and made the clothes last longer. I fed them with manna and quail every day for 40 years. I'm talking about thank God for it. He don't need nobody's help. He has the ability to do all things well. Amen. Now listen. I don't know where you stand at tonight, but I know this. I look back over my life, and there's people, and I hear them say things like this. This is crazy to me. And if you're one of these people who say these things, I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm just saying what you say is crazy to me, all right? You may think this is the best thing. Where I hear people say this. Man said, if I could go back, I wouldn't change not one decision in my life. And I think, man, that's wild to me. I've heard people stand up and say that. I'd probably change at least 95% of them. Amen. I mean, listen, I don't make real good decisions. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, thank God. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. I've got to contend with that thing. And I've got time to make all these decisions. But man, what a blessing that it is when you come in this thing, you say, Lord, I don't have to make no decisions. I'm just going to rest in you. You be my God. I'll be your child. I'll be everything you want me to be. And you take care of me like you said you would. And thank God, listen, I made a bunch of dumb decisions, but giving my life to Christ was not one of them. Amen. Amen. You ought to do it because of his deity. You ought to do it because of his creativity. I'm going to say this. You ought to do it because of his authority. Look at me. Like it or not, he's God whether you want him to be or not. Listen, these folks, they don't like that lordship stuff. They want a savior, but they don't want a king. Amen. They want somebody to get them out of the pit, but they don't want somebody to tell them how to dress. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Thank God. They want somebody, thank God, to make them feel good, but they don't want nobody to tell them how to spend their money. Amen. Oh, yes, that's right. Thank God. I'm going to tell you this, good neighbor. When you're resting in Christ, he is Lord of everything. Yes, you, whatever's in your hand, say, man, all I know, God, you put that there and that's yours. When you gather up your children, you say, God, I don't know what you're going to do with them. They're yours. When you go, hallelujah, I'm telling you. I'm about to make myself happier than I thought I was going to get tonight. I'm honest with you. And you come in here and you say, Lord, I'll tell you what, maybe I ain't got a marriage like you say I ought to have in that Bible, but I'd sure like to have one. Won't you just give it to him? Don't buck up on me right there. That's not the place to go quiet. Shout that thing out. Say, I've tried it my way. My way ain't helped me none. Thank God we've been more and more miserable. Won't we just give it to God? Amen. Husband, won't you get in your place? I need a little more help than just Nathaniel on that one. Some of you men, I'll look up here. Hey, men, just get in your place. Amen. Go be the head of your home. Go lead in spiritual matters. Go show your family what's right. Wives, get submissive. Get in behind it. Children, honor your parents and obey them, for it's right in the Lord. Amen. You know what you'll find? Everybody's happier. I'm just looking, make sure how many folks is flinching on that. Everybody's happier. You say, preacher, why do we have so much trouble in our home? Probably because we got wives that's ruling it and children that's running that. Yeah. Got wives leading Bible studies. Am I going to have to duck down under the pulpit? I mean, thank God, Jess, you told me you'd help me. If somebody starts throwing something, use that good right hand. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. Listen, that's why we're in the shape we're in. Got husbands in here. Look here. I'm so proud of our church. We got workers in this church, don't we? We got men that are workers. I mean, you go across this room, we've got everything in the whole world. Folks that, man, listen, not only do we like to work, we like to talk about folks who don't work. Say amen right there. Say, man, that old fella down there said, you know, he won't strike a lick at nothing. Lazy as dirt. Said he ain't no good for nothing. Everybody in here says that. Hey, listen, you know what? We can even all gather out on the porch, call out somebody's name who's sorry, and nobody will be offended. We'll all get on it together, and we'll all say, that is right. He is sorry, amen. Won't strike a lick at nothing. But if the preacher comes in the house of God, says we got some men here who won't work, nobody's all of a sudden on board to say they're sorry too. Always having a good time till right then, wasn't we? Listen, if you don't get behind it, I assume you're guilty. Is that right? Oh, listen, there's work to be done. I'm telling you this. You try to run your whole life. I'm just honest with you. It's not, listen, I'm gonna have to move on, but I still feel a lot of unction right there. It is not Allison's responsibility to lead Bible study in Kevin's home. You say, preacher, listen, sometimes I just ain't cut out for that. Well, I'm going to tell you, cut out, cut in, cut around, makes no difference. You're saved. You'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an answer for it. Amen. You can get mad at your preacher right now, but I promise you, standing before Christ that day, if you ain't doing it, you'll wish to God you had of. Amen. Everybody smile at me now. That right, Donnie? Ain't that right? I mean, listen, thank God I get up there. It's not going to be, hey, Allison, how come them boys didn't go to the house of God?
Yeah, buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what do we got to do? Listen, we need some dads and moms just get in their place. Yeah. It'll help the whole house of God.
Yes, sir, brother.
We was having a good time till right then, wasn't we? Say, preacher, that's meddling. No, I'm talking about how you can rest. Man, whenever a man is submitted to Christ and a wife is submitted to the man and the children are submitted to the home, everybody's resting. Everybody. We come in here, then we can have happy homes, have happy services. Preacher ain't going to preach on the home. I ain't preaching on know-how. I'm preaching on, listen, lordship is real.
Yes.
Watch this. All right, listen, I done made half of you mad. And you'll show your vote of disapproval by not coming back. All right. Here's what it says. Listen, God wrote it. I'm just reading it. Y'all stay with me. We find his deity, his creativity. I'm going to tell you this because of his authority. Verse number 18. It said that in all things he might have preeminence. Now, how many is all things? Oh, listen, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. It would be mighty hard to skin a deer at 11 o'clock on a church day, wouldn't it? Don't you guess? Don't you guess? That'd be right. That'd be mighty. I mean, if he's going to be preeminent, I'm talking about resting in Christ. Now, look here. Listen, guilty. Zach, I love you. I'm guilty. There's times we come in here and the reason that we're not resting in Christ and got the joy in our life is because in all things he don't have preeminence. That's more, I don't know what happened. That's more than just a little cute saying around pulpits across America. I mean, I like them on pulpits. I like all those. But it's more than just us having pulpits that say in all things he might have the preeminence. And then whenever that says that there, he ought to have preeminence right here and he ought to have it in my life.
Yeah.
You want a preacher that God's got preeminence in his life, I'll promise you.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd like to have church folks that God's got preeminence in their life too. You know why I got less? You know why it gets good? Because there's some folks that Christ really is preeminent in their life. Is he in yours? I mean, not like, you know, doing pretty good, like you and Jesus are besties.
Right.
I'm talking about, is he preeminent?
Yes, Lord.
The head of the fountain.
Go ahead.
The chief of your joy.
Right.
The object of your love.
Right.
Is he first?
Right,
I mean, way up here. See, he submits his resume, and his resume says, I'm deity, I'm creativity, I have the authority. And then another thing he's got in his resume is he's been from eternity. I mean, he's before all things. By him all things consist. That's pretty good. All right, well, listen, I know half of you's done mad at me. You want me to move on, I will. I'll move past that one. I'm going to end up on this, and this makes me happy. You say, preacher, why should I let him be the ruler of my life? Because of his victory. Because of his victory. You know why you ought to let him? Because he ain't never lost a battle. He's never ran in defeat. Not one time has he ever had to resign. It doesn't matter whatever he's been facing. He has showed up victorious over it all. He reigns supreme. He went to death, he went to the grave, and he rose up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. There's not a spot, not a blemish, not one place on his record where he ever failed one person. If you've got no other reason to let him be Lord, it's that you and I have suffered many defeats, but he has never suffered one. Me and you have experienced the bitter taste of battle many times in our own lives when we have went our own ways, but Christ has never experienced one taste of defeat. There's never been a time when he was 40 days hungered and the devil thought he had him. He did not win then. On the cross of Calvary, when he was beaten, he was still victorious even then. Standing today, while they're trying to say that his body is dead, our head is situated in the heavens at the right hand of the Father, waiting till all enemies be made his footstool. He is victorious. Amen. If you want to have victory in your life, I'm talking about not just from day to day. I'm talking about living in it, not Joel Osteen nonsense. But I'm talking about having real victory in your heart. It comes from resting your life on Christ. Bible said he's our head. I've got more to say about that, and I don't have no liberty to say it right now, but I'm going to tell you this. He is our head. And thank God. And when we're not fighting against him as our head, I'm just resting it. Listen, my eyes really don't see. My ears really don't hear. My fingers really don't move. That's not how any of that works. My eyes see an image, but it's my head that says what it is. My ears hear waves, but it's my brain. It's that head that says what those waves are. Listen, it's that brain that said, fingers start shaking back and forth. Everything that I am because of the head. Everything this church will ever be, it'll only be it because he is our head. Just rest in it. Say, preacher, I'm trying to figure things. Stand to your feet, I'm done. Say, preacher, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. No, listen, you don't look at me. Everybody look at me. You don't have to figure it out. He already has the plan. Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not an evil to give you an expected end. We find in the scripture, Christ has the plan. All you got to do is rest in him being your Lord. Just give that thing to him.